K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Hoopro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer coming to you on this Sunday, January 26, 2025, and yes, I'm recording this on Championship Sunday. This episode won't come out until tomorrow night. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a listen here when this does come out on Monday night, which is tomorrow night. And by then, as I've said all week, putting it out into the universe, who will be in the Super Bowl 59 when this rolls out tomorrow night? Obviously, everybody's going to pay attention to the Chiefs around here in Kansas City. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here. Here on this Monday night, and of course, the Hoopro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it, subscribe, like, subscribe, and also go ahead and hit that alarm bell as well. You will be notified every time the Hoopro Project Podcast has a new episode loaded. You'll be one of few or a handful, depending on the listenership. But hey, we've been continuing to watch, keep an eye on, support, record content every single day. Sometimes, well, majority of times it's been two episodes, sometimes one, and every now and then three episodes a day. Pro Project Podcast every day, K-State, your team every day. And while I'm at it, housekeeping here on the weekend, obviously, Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Greer, the number 3 EDID, apostrophe S podcast. We'll see how Alex does. How we're gonna have to check in on Alex is doing here early on this week, and we're shooting for tomorrow. We'll see if he's gonna be available tomorrow, depending on what happens when the Chiefs take on the Bills. Obviously, when this podcast comes out, we're gonna know who's going to represent the AFC in Super Bowl 59. Well, right now, representing, I called this team out on the women's postcast, which will come out as I'm sitting here recording this on Sunday morning. I called out the men's basketball team saying they're going to lose this ball game against West Virginia. Well, they proved me wrong, right? They went ahead and proved me wrong with probably the best start. They got off to a rambunctious start, 19-2 over West Virginia to start. Well, they were leading by 17 to start, put West Virginia in a hole. And West Virginia, they were, 23rd in the nation. And for the second game in Manhattan, they take down a ranked opponent. So, apparently, Jerome Tang, Coleman Hawkins, they know how to get it done against ranked opponents in Bramlage. But more importantly, though, seriously, six-game losing streak snapped. The women's 14-game winning streak got snapped over the weekend. Again, that postcast will be coming out. So, again, tune in for that. Download that podcast. Give that a listen there as well. Huge win for K-State. Jerome Tang, though. How about this stat? K-State Nation, 11-3 at the Akron Dome of Doom against AP top 25 opponents since taking over as K-State men's basketball head coach. Impressive. So, you at least you got that going on right there as well, but no, a huge win there, 53% by K-State there in the first half alone, 55% shooting from downtown, connecting from 5 of 9 from back there as well. The Cats led as many as 26 points last night in this big win over West Virginia, which was ranked 23rd in the nation last night. And we're able to hang on to win this game. Well, actually, I shouldn't say hang on, but win comfortably. So apparently, this was the opposite end this weekend, right? Women can't get it done in Boulder. Okay, so they should have beat that team, Colorado. And then these teams flipped the script this weekend. Women, ladies team couldn't get it done. And the men step up to the plate and knock out West Virginia, 23rd in the country. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here, recording on this Sunday ahead of the championship games. NFC starts first. AFC, of course, it's going to be moot point because, again, as we put this into the universe, we don't know who's playing in the Super Bowl. But when this comes out, we're gonna know by tomorrow night who's gonna be getting ready to pack up the things and travel to New Orleans. The other team gonna be headed to the house. Meanwhile, K-State men's team gave West Virginia that L back to Morgantown last night there as well in the scans. We take a look at inside the box score here on the Pearl Project podcast here. K-State, again, they led as much as... at halftime, the hell, West Virginia didn't even get the 20 points. It was 42-18 after one half of basketball. And then, of course, you flip the script and West Virginia tried to make a run late, but that deep hole was not enough. 42 West Virginia in the second half towards K-State's 31, but that's all what K-State needed in this basketball game. Now, here, leading score for West Virginia here before we dive into K-State, Javon Small, 22 points, had 3 steals on the afternoon / early evening, 5 assists, 2 rebounds, 7-16 from the field. And how about K-State's defense finally showing up here in 2025, 36% shooting, holding West Virginia to that mark in this basketball game there. And how about 4 double-digit scorers? Doug McDaniel, Max Jones, Coleman Hawkins, and Dave Gasson all reaching double digits. And there's a fifth person, C.J. Jones, 10 points, Hawkins, 11, Max Jones, 12, David Gasson, 14, and leading K-State in this category was Doug McDaniels decided to show up in this game. It's frustrating. The performances that they have not able to put together, it's been pretty disappointing, obviously. And we have talked about this all year long on the Pro Project Podcast. This team has underperformed, and especially this guy, McDaniel, 15 points last night for him. 5 of 13 shooting. He did connect at least one of his shots when he was 1 of 3 from downtown in this game. Also on this list here, Ugo Osienzo, Moby Igarora, and of course David Castillo all had a say in that last night. Castillo and Moby, they combined for 14 minutes as... and Ugo Osienzo, 10 minutes in this game. And overall, K-State did shoot just shade under 50% last night, 47%, and then 35% shooting from downtown and from the stripe, charity stripe, 68% shooting from the free throw line as well. Second chance points, 12 points in the paint, 36. Fast break points, 17. This is K-State we're talking about. Points off turnovers, 11, and bench points, 15. There yesterday for your winning team, the Wildcats. K-State does so. Hey, women's tennis, men's basketball in the win column over this weekend, folks, and a stunner last night, or I should say yesterday afternoon, before K-State men's basketball upset West Virginia, 23rd in the nation, men women's basketball. And I'm hoping this is not the trend, because I fear this is a trend. But again, more on that postcast. You can listen to that there as well. So getting upset by Colorado yesterday there as well. Jerome Tang, let me see what we can get from him in this one here. So Jerome Tang spoke to the media per usual last night, and we're gonna take a script like we usually do on the postcast, and we're gonna talk rough stretch for this team. It was a long stretch, but more importantly, 6-game losing streak snapped in the conference play, and you get your second win on conference play. Jerome Tang last night, quote, "There's a story in the Bible where a disciple told Jesus, 'Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief.' I shared that with the guys and said, before we can win, we have to believe we can win. And it's okay to have some doubts, but when you have a group around you where someone might have a low belief or falter, somebody else can pick you up. That's what being a team is all about." So that was one of the things in going through this rough stretch and leading up to this that we had to build in our belief system. So yeah, I mean, Jerome Tang, he's been through rough patches this year as well. You know, quite different questions. You know, obviously, time management, it goes on and on here and there, and roster management and such. Are you playing the guys that want to be at K-State? Hey, we've heard it, right? We said it. We've heard it from other K-State platforms, other podcasts as well. Can you win basketball game? Well, that you just beat. So this is your second, and yeah, Cincinnati was ranked at the time, and that's going to count. West Virginia, you beat this team. So it's definitely frustrating. Oh, by the way, K-State went men's basketball now. 8-11. You're now 2-6 in the Big 12. Now, as I'm going to go ahead and pull up the standings, even though it's meaningless at this. Well, it means for K-State for right now, anyways, unless they can go ahead and put something, a win streak together here. Huge win. And this was a part of that stretch where you played what? KU at a time, Baylor, you had an opportunity to win that ball game. You did not do that there as well. So you squandered an opportunity there. You played very well against Baylor and did not close them out there as well. As K-State still at the very bottom, and ahead of them, the only team that's at the basement, Colorado, who ain't done nothing in the conference play to this point anyways. They have not won a game. That would go as far as that. Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here on this Championship Sunday, January 26, 2025. And when this comes out tomorrow night, we're going to know the matchup in Super Bowl 59. All right, so right now, Houston, anyway, I saw this game. And probably for the first time, I saw some national college basketball games, some good-ass games last night outside of K-State upsetting West Virginia last night. Houston knocking off Kansas in Allen Fieldhouse in double overtime. That was a classic. Whereas I thought Houston was screwed. And that was their last loss. That was actually their last loss in Big 12 play in that building last year. And somehow Houston was Houston was screwed. And in 16 seconds in the first overtime, rally back, crazy-ass moment, and stunned KU last night. So they stay up top of the Big 12, undefeated. They're the only undefeated team in the conference play. Iowa State, Arizona follow suit at 7-1. Then Texas Tech, 5-2. KU's 5-3 with Baylor. We should have beat Baylor the other night. Not getting more of that. You can catch the postcast on that one on the feed. UCF, and then we're going to get into, hang on a sec, 3-6. Let's stop UCF. So we split that. UCF tied for, it's really UCF, BYU, and West Virginia in the 4-4 category. And we get down to the bottom, second half, towards the bottom. Utah, TCU, Oklahoma State, Cincinnati. So K-State now joins the Cowboys, Oklahoma State. You already beat Cincinnati, Arizona State, and your and K-State there with only two wins in the conference. So, hey, that's a stepping stone right there. Stepping stone now as well. And another 11, number 11 note here real quick before we know their next game. Jerome Tang, K-State 11-0. When Jerome Tang's players, five or more, hit double digits. It's scored there as well. So next this weekend, Oklahoma State. That is next at Bramlage come Wednesday night. Oklahoma State comes calling again. And, hey, this is a winnable game. We got to tell what it is. Oklahoma State comes to the Bramlage Wednesday night. That is going to be 7 o'clock Central Time in Manhattan, Kansas there, as well as hopefully this team can build on something. Get a win streak together. Well, let's see that. Let's see you get three wins at least. Let's start there. Let's get you a three-game winning streak. And let's just build on this. Let's build on this because last time they upset somebody, they lost. So let's continue. Build on it. Build some character. Continue to build. Continue to improve. And we'll see what happens. But hey, big win last night after I pretty much called them out. Said they're gonna lose the game. Nope. They proved me wrong for once. At least for Saturdays anyways, as they upset West Virginia last night, 73-60. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, whenever I have a chance to record K-State content. That's going to put a bow on this postcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. K-State upsets West Virginia. K-State men's basketball, 73. 23rd ranked West Virginia, 60. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.